Technomum, with the Institution of Engineering and Technology, advancing and sharing technology.
Me and Mum were on a day trip to London to see the sights. We were meant to be meeting Dad outside the Tower of London, but there was no sign of him. I was beginning to think the beefeaters had marched him away.
I'll try his mobile again. I'm sure I said 2 o'clock. That's frustrating. It says network busy.
Is the phone broken?
No, or at least I hope not. It just means a lot of people are using their phones at the moment. Mobile phones work by sending signals through the air using radio waves, you see. Mobile phone masts act like antennae and collect the signals. But if there's a lot of mobile phones around and lots of calls are being made, the antennae may not be able to take all the signals, that's all. We'll just wait a minute or two.
Yeah, but assuming you do manage to get through, what happens when the antenna has picked up the radio waves? How does it know where Dad's phone is? He could be anywhere. Although I expect he's just stuck on the tube. He gets stuck on the tube a lot.
Well, all mobile phones automatically connect to a network if they can. If they're switched on and in credit, any phone would, well, be sort of waving madly at the antenna.
You mean like, yoo-hoo, I'm over here. Okay, but what if there's no antenna nearby?
Then you get a message saying no coverage. But yes, if they can, all phones, even when not making calls, will try to check in to the nearest antenna. It's like signing a register, and it really is a register. The log of what phones are connected to what antenna is called the Visitor Location Register, and the VLRs share the information around.
We've got a register at school. I wonder if the radio waves have to put up their hand and say, "Here, sir," like we do. Do they get into trouble if they're late? What if they have a dentist appointment? Do they have to bring in a note from Mum?
When we make a call, the signals are passed to the antenna using radio waves, and the phone we're after is looked up on the registers. The signals will be passed around the country, or even overseas, through places called switching centres, until they get to the antenna that the person being called has checked into. And hey presto, the phone call is passed back to the phone over radio waves again, all in a flash.
Why don't we try phoning again? Let me have a go. Oh, network busy still. I suppose that means there's no way of calling him. We could be waiting forever.
Easy, Tiger. There may be some old technology that can help us out here. Let's see. Yes, look, there's a payphone nearby. The red coloured box is on the street over there.
What? You mean there's a phone in there?
That's right. Before mobile phones, which was only about 20 years ago, this is how we had to make calls when we were out and about. There's a phone fixed in the box for anyone to use. It has a similar way of passing calls about, but they're sent over electrical signals in the cables and wires rather than radio waves. Okay, forget that. It's Dad. Phew, thank goodness for that. I didn't have any change for the phone anyway.
I can see that the old red phone boxes and public payphones are kind of useful, but mobile phones get my vote. You can't tuck a phone box in your pocket or take it on the bus.
Right, he's on his way. Let's have a look for some souvenirs while we're waiting. Maybe you can find a little red phone box. There aren't many left these days. You're not looking very impressed.
It just looks old-fashioned, like something in a museum. I'd rather have a smartphone any day.
I prefer the design of the old red phone boxes, actually. It's a classic.
Nah, my mate Dylan's phone is a classic. It has 70 ringtones.
Sounds horrible.
Technomum, with the Institution of Engineering and Technology. Advancing and sharing technology.